All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Sunny Lane joins us. Nice to see you.
Well, thank you so much.
And she's an adult film actress who has won tons of awards. And up for 5 more this year?
Yes, I am at the Avians in January.
You, man.
Yeah, that's always a huge event for guys who are into porn and for chicks who are into porn. Because I know there are a lot of chicks who watch porn with their husband or their boyfriend.
Absolutely.
Gina Grad and I actually had a conversation about pornography earlier this evening. It was as surprising to me, Tim, as it is to you.
Wow.
But the point is this. That AVN Awards in January, that's like the Super Bowl of porn. It's like everybody's there, right? I've never been, but...
That's like the big Oscars. Yeah. Everybody gets in dressed up in their gowns, and we have a huge red carpet. It's going to be at the Mandalay Bay this year.
That's
There's
pretty
actually
cool.
mainstream people producing it.
Right.
So that's going to be
really Well,
nice.
You know, Brian's not telling you the whole truth
Tim.
On why he doesn't go.
Tim.
The first year that he read the results and Michael Bryce didn't win Guy, he flipped out.
That's not true.
That is, and he thought Mike deserved it. Right. You know, he had his all of his DVDs and said, listen, if this guy isn't the best guy on Guy,
Tim, you know this
I ain't going.
Tim, you know this isn't true, so why do you do this? When you know this isn't true, is this your effort to kind of suggest to Sonny that I'm not a real dude or that I might be like a homosexual man?
You're a fan of
Mr. whoever his name
Michael
is.
Michael Bryce. I mean, you're a fan of real art. The AVN didn't vote your way, and you got pissed. You boycott. I'm out.
I tore up the envelope and I walked off stage. I'm sorry I did it, but I did it.
He does admit that.
I've been apologizing since the morning after it happened, and still they won't take my call.
All right, Sunny Lane. Now Michael Greco is on hold here somewhere. Michael, is that you?
I'm here.
Hey, look at you, buddy. Thanks for holding on.
No problem. I feel so left out not being there.
Oh, please. Hey, so you got a brand new book out here called Naked Ambition?
It's called Naked Ambition, an R-rated look at an X-rated industry, and I'm the photographer of the book. It's a coffee table book of photographs.
That's pretty cool. Nice for maybe grandma or grandpa for the holidays.
Well, I had mentioned earlier a coffee table book, depending upon what kind of house you have.
I think both your moms need a one each or two each.
No, I don't know about that.
Actually, it's sort of odd. Both of our moms are no longer with us.
Oh, well, sorry, guys.
Believe me, God bless my mother. If she were not in heaven,
mom was born on Christmas Eve.
I don't think that if my mom had not passed, I just am going to guess, and I think I can speak with some credibility. I don't know that this would be on my mom's coffee table next to the Norman Rockwell stuff. I just don't think so.
Gentlemen, not to be morbid, but my dad has recently passed away, and I slipped one into the casket.
Good for you.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I need one for a casket of a friend of mine's father who just passed away. Hey, listen, what does the book run?
What is the book? What?
Who is it? $54?
It's $40.
$40.
Oh, very affordable book.
It is much more affordable. I was looking all over for a price tag, and I saw on the UPC code there at the back, it looked like $54. So, gosh, that's even a better deal, $40. And this is a high-quality book. It's got a hardcover and a hardback. And the photos are very real looking. So what I'd like to say, and I hope that this comes out as a compliment, Michael, there are areas where another book, another publisher, might have airbrushed this or removed that. You guys don't do that in this book.
You know, we looked at this as a work of fine art, as a document of the industry. As Sonny said, it's where everyone comes together from around the world. You know, the little people who have a website, the big name porn stars, the people into every fetish, you know, every variety of adult content comes together, and we wanted to show it in a real way. I mean, you know, the packaging that everyone sees is so airbrushed and so produced and so, you know, over airbrushed that we wanted to be as real as possible.
Right.
Sonny looks great, though.
Now, Michael, it says here in your resume, when you're not shooting pictures for this Naked Ambition, for this book, that you're the campaign manager for Michael Huckabee?
Yes, I am.
Is that right?
Get out of here.
Wow.
Get out of here. Again, that you are not associated with the Huckabee campaign.
I'm a portrait photographer. I'm a celebrity portrait photographer. I shoot a lot of magazine covers.
Did you did anyone give you hell about access to them?
No. I mean...
They're pretty cool?
Everyone was really cool. It was such a pleasure to do the book. And people like Sonny. Sonny's in the movie also. And people like Sonny were just... amazingly wonderful. Sonny and I were just in Miami during Art Basel.
You know, Michael, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to try and get a better connection with you because that phone line is terrible.
Yeah, I want to ask.
Michael, are you on a landline?
Yeah. I am, but I'll move closer to the base station.
Hold on one sec.
You move closer to the base station, Tim.
All right.
Sonny, you were in pornography only after your dreams of becoming perhaps an Olympic ice skater went down the old crapper. Is that true?
Well, yes. I skated all my life. I was a yoga and Pilates instructor, owned my own business, and I had foot surgery, unfortunately. It's like carpenter's hands. You work and work and work, and sometimes things happen.
So if you didn't have the injury, you could have maybe been in the Olympics?
Yes. I'm a very driven woman. I know what I love. I love to be graceful and beautiful and tell my story on the ice skating rink. And
thank God for career-ending injuries, no?
Well, you flipped.
One door shuts, another one opens.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, the curtain comes down, and it's bound to rise once again.
Thank goodness.
So you've been doing porn or adult films for how long?
For 3 years now.
For 3 years. And how many guys do you think you've been with in 3 years?
Well, I've done in 3 years 130 movies. And I started off on Playboy Radio and Playboy TV and made it in the magazine.
Right.
So, a lot.
And you have your own. You have 10 people working for you? Is that right?
Yes. I have web people. I have MySpace people. I have assistants. I have publicists. I have managers. Right. I have limo drivers.
Now, do you have a. Do you have on your. Something she said there, I lost complete track of what my question was.
We'll figure it out.
I was going to ask about something about... Oh, yes.
Here we go.
I think that I've noticed, because I've viewed porn occasionally and have one or two DVDs that you happen to appear in. Mm. You oftentimes will be in scenes with multiple other performers. Am I correct about this? A lot of times it's two chicks. Sometimes just you and a chick. Very rarely is it you and, just a dude. That's not... Right? Am I wrong? Or
No. I like to mix it up. Like I said, I do about 30 movies a year. So I like boy-girl. I like boy-boy-girl. And I like girl-girl-boy. So, and then I haven't got any.
It's about the entire gamut, right?
Yeah. Woohoo.
That's legal.
I like changing it up and making it fun and exciting. I'm definitely open-minded. And I like to see what's out there. If you don't try, you never know.
I've never met one guy. And even I bet if we filled this room with male porn stars... And one day we'll have him on. I've never met a guy, and I doubt we'd even meet a guy in the adult industry. Maybe you know one or two. I'm talking about a straight guy who says, yes, I prefer boy, boy, girl. That's my preference.
Yeah. Well,
you don't meet that guy, do you, right? You don't really meet that guy, do you?
Right. Randy, put your hand down. We're talking about other performers.
We're asking about Sonny's personal experience.
It seems fun.
Right. All right.
I prefer that. I think that's way fun.
Really? Two guys.
Okay, as a chick, but you're a chick now.
Yes.
But you're hard-pressed to find a guy in the adult industry who says, today's the day I want to do boy, boy, girl.
Yeah. They're not. They just want to have fun with the ladies and have a good time and put on hot scenes and make people happy, feel the movies of what we're doing and put smiles on people's face from head to toe and everything in between.
Now, I also heard that you're going to do a girl-girl scene with Dorothy Hamill. Is that right?
Oh, well, that would be super awesome. Nice.
Would you enjoy that?
I would love that.
Are there any other chicks in skating that got into the porno world?
Not that I know of.
You know who should? You know who was hot? It was that Oksana Bayul. Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
And she could pull her leg all the way up over her head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that spin.
Maybe you and Scott Hamilton, you know?
It would be fun.
All right.
Maybe doing that. Christy Yamaguchi.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Very sexy.
Do you still go? I mean, you still friends with these guys? You know any of them?
Yes. I still know a lot of people. We still stay in contact. They all know what I'm up to. They all know what I'm doing. There's no secret. And it's awesome.
Is it weird that they've, when they see your movies, do you feel odd about that?
It's wild, but we all have a wild side to us because as a skater or any kind of athlete, you have to have that thrill factor.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have that endurance. And so, yeah, it's fun. I think it's exciting.
Now, what about your personal life? You married? You got kids? Nothing?
No kids, not married, thank goodness.
Boyfriend, though. Right? You got a boyfriend?
I see a couple guys.
I see a couple of guys.
All right. But no, anyone kids that you do or don't? Or?
In the future, I definitely want kids. But right now, I'm just having a good time owning my own company.
The guys.
I want to start directing and shooting my own stuff for my website, sunnylanelive.com.
All right.
Yeah, and getting it out there. But in the future.
The guys you see, you said, I see a couple of guys. They're guys who work in the adult film industry, or they are like regular dudes who work at insurance companies or something?
Couple in the adult business, but also a couple in the mainstream world.
But in the filmmaking
Most of them
business.
In show business.
All show business.
Right.
Because
right.
they get what we got going on. They know what I'm doing.
Let me ask you this generally, and this would be a very quick question for you to answer. In the world of pornography, for a young starlet like Sunny Lane, such as yourself, the rate, what you are paid for a scene, a daily rate, I'm not going to ask you what it is, although if you want to offer that, you can offer that. The rate is A, climbing, going up, B, falling, or C, about staying the same. What's the economics in the world of porn for the performer?
I think right now it's staying at where it's at. I think people are trying to go into the internet business and they're wanting to change a couple of things. But as long as the performers stick to their rate and we say this is what we want to do as like ourselves, then I think we should stand to that. But people are trying to undercut it, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, are there guys that you won't perform with?
Yes.
Guys that say, I'm not going to F that dude.
I'm just not into them or I don't feel them. You got to have that connection.
Yeah, don't tell us who they are. We don't even want
no,
their first names.
Not.
I know you never. I know you
I'd
never
be
would.
One of those guys.
I know you
I'd
never
show
would.
Up on the set all tan, ready to go, and she'll be like, uh-uh.
But has there been a reason?
No, I don't do it like that. No, that would be so rude.
But has there ever been a time where you've shown up at the set, you've met the guy or the girl with whom you were going to perform and no names at all, and you just said to your, called your agent or spoke to the director of the film and just said, I'm sorry, I can't perform with that person. Has that happened on the day of the shooting?
It's happened, but I've just toughened up and I said, okay, this is my job. I've got to do it. Put my game face on and let's get through it. And that's what I did.
All right.
And I just prefer not to work with them again.
All right, we got to take a break. Sunny Lane is with us. Go to Sunny Lane Live.
LIV.com.
All right. And if you'd like to speak with her, also Michael Greco, get him back on the phone here. He's put together a book called Naked Ambition. It's a great table book. Coffee table book.
Yes, table
it
book.
Is. Yeah,
especially
the holidays.
Heavy, man.
It's a nice, durable book.
And all it's right. really artsy. That's what it's all about. And it's showing alive how we are real people. That, it's not just about wild sex.
We're real. You need two books in your house: The Naked Ambition and the Bible. That's about it.
And I'll say A Tale of Two Cities. I'll say three.
All right, three books. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. Sunny Lane's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Sunny Lane joins us from sunnylanelive.com. She's got a ton of videos out there, and she's featured in this book, Naked Ambition. And see if Michael's got a better connection. Michael, are you there?
I'm here.
All right.
Is that better?
Perfect.
Oh, yes.
Hey, okay. So people can pick this up on Amazon, is that right?
Amazon, barnesandnoble.com. There's the website is nakedambition.com. And
Any book signings?
I've been to 15 or 16 cities around the country in the past 2 months. I'm wrapping up in Denver tomorrow night. And but it's in any Barnes and Noble. It's in any bookstore, major bookstore.
That's
so
cool. Mm-hmm.
So now, Sonny, your mom and dad are totally cool. I mean, a lot of people who do adult films have to hide it from their parents or hide it from family members. That's never been the case with you.
No, I've just been upfront and honest about what I'm doing and where I wanted to go, and this is a business, and it's all entertainment. They just want to see me happy.
What was your dad's reaction when you said, I want to go into adult films?
Very surprised, you know, this is what you really want to do. Are you sure? You know, you got all this going for you. And I said, this is what I want to do. I can still be in entertainment. I can still make myself happy and I can still travel around.
Did you go to college?
No, yeah. I went to skating school college.
Now, I think it's interesting. I bet a lot of guys, if they had the choice of their daughter going to college or getting into the adult film business, secretly, you know, obviously publicly everyone will say college, but I think secretly a lot of guys would go, yeah. About the same.
Oh gosh, I don't think so, Tim. But
well, you get schooled in both places. It well, doesn't matter. Right?
It's interesting. The conversation.
But you're making money in your business. You're throwing money away at college.
Well, and school and all that. The conversation you had with your dad. Did you literally have it before you ever shot a scene, or was it one of those you had done a movie and then you went to them acting like you hadn't done it and said, "Oh, I think I might like to do this."
Oh no! I was straight up front with them. Down in Tampa, I was dancing at Deja Vu. I won Showgirl of the Year of 2004. Then Night Moves Magazine Calendar Cover Girl of 2005. They sent me out to the AVNs. My parents knew about that then, and that's where Playboy found me. I went back home. I told my family. I said, this is what I'm going to do. I got this opportunity. Look at all the people I met. They said, go for it.
Were you in Playboy?
Yes.
What year?
It was a special edition lingerie issue, the Women of Playboy TV, February-March issue of 2007.
And when did you do your first movie? When did you do that first scene?
That was 3 years ago, and it was for New Sensations called POV Fantasies.
All right. Hey, Randy, can you keep both of your hands on the board up there?
Please, so we can see them?
Tim. Jesus Christ.
You don't need to bring this up on the air.
You know, this book...
She's hot.
I know, but still, keep your hands up where we can see them, you idiot.
This book, Naked Ambition, by Michael Greco, has a foreword written by Dave Navarro. We all know who Dave Navarro is.
Yeah.
And
How do you know Dave, Michael?
The writer's lawn friend and Rob Hill know Dave well and got Dave to do the foreword and Larry Flynt to do the foreword. And you know what surprised me? They're great essays. They're really brilliant essays.
Yeah, at the very end, Dave writes, "Nobody hides a stack of NFL highlight DVDs behind the towels in the linen closet. It's a primal truth. Whether you dig it or not, the adult entertainment industry is here to stay. And if that doesn't bother Sonny Lane's mom and dad, it sure as hell shouldn't bother you."
There you go.
Peace.
What does your dad do for a living?
Yeah. Well, now they're retired. My dad owned his own air freight trucking company.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, cargo. And then my mother was a pharmacist. Three generations. We're from Georgia, Tennessee. Yes.
And you're the last of the bunch, though. There's no kids. So you're the only child, right?
I'm the only child, yeah.
All right.
Just me rocking and rolling, holding it down. And Dave Navarro actually did an interview with my family and me at the Erotica LA here in LA. And he talked to my family. He said, it was crazy, but he's all like, "Hey, I'll give you guys the money to start doing your own movie." I'm like, "Oh, no, no, no. My parents are not going to do that." But he was totally cool. He gets what's going on, and he understands it. So it was fun.
Have you been with a couple of famous guys?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, I have.
Can you tell us who?
No.
Can you do an impersonation of the guy you were with?
I don't kiss and tell.
You don't? All right. All
right. Have you been with any really famous married guys whose wives would be shocked?
If they were married, I don't think so. I don't think they're married.
Oh, so
I would hope not.
Okay, so you don't.
If a guy says he's married, though, you're not into him.
No, that's dangerous. Right.
Okay, so you avoid married dudes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't want that done to me.
All right. We got to take a break. Sonny Lane, thanks for coming in.
Hey, real quick.
Yes,
I just want to tell you guys that Michael Greco gave everybody a name in this book. Ron Jeremy is the jester. Seymour Butts is the innovator. Jenna Jameson is the queen bee. And I'm the facilitator of the business.
There you go. All right. Michael, congratulations on the book. You
thanks,
there?
Guys.
All right. And go buy it at Amazon.com. Also, NakedAmbition.com, right?
You got it.
Excellent. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks, guys.
All right. You're awesome, Michael. Thank you.
Thanks, sweetie.
All right, take care. All right, there they go. All right, it is the Conway.
You need to go to break!
All right! It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. John and Jeff join us from the John and Jeff Show. What's up, fellas?
What's up, boys?
What's happening on the big show tonight?
Well, a lot of controversy. A lot of people think they need to be tipped for their holiday bonus. So
Uh-oh.
We have more nominations for certain industries. A taxi driver called us last night saying, "Hey, what about us?" Everyone's got their hand out.
Well, everyone wants to be thrown a bone.
You know, it would seem to me, I guess in the old days, your employer. So if you're working at Starbucks and you have the holiday tip jar, they always have the tip jar out. Maybe the guy who owns the Starbucks gives everybody an extra $50 at Christmas. But that went away. The owner made the decision, "Oh, all right, I'll look the other way on this. I'll let my customers tip my employers for the holidays."
Right.
My employees.
I actually got something in the mail that said, "Would you like to tip some of the people at the health club?" It's like, wow, I'm a member.
I was at a car wash the other day, and at the cashier's stand there was a tip jar. I'm like, "Tip you. Guy's busting his ass, driving my car. F you." All right, John and Jeff coming up immediately here. It's Conway Whitman tomorrow right after Lycus on 97.1 for you.
I'm sorry, John. Did you greet me?
I did last week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, and I was listening to the tasting room.
Sounds like a nice place up there you got.
Yes, yes. It's a, Tim, it's a very nice place to go on a Saturday evening with a lovely woman who means a lot to you.
You deserve it, Tommy. You've been in radio since you were 15, right?
And you show her a very nice time.
Yes.
And you pour her wine. You gently pour her the wine of her choice.
Right.
When you crack that wine bottle over that bitch's head.
Hey, wait a minute. You just set up a nice evening. All right, so you kick her the hell off that ranch, huh?
Yes, you do, all 20 acres. You give her a...
Bang her on those 20 acres and throw her ass off that property.
That's right. You bang her over here and over there and over here and over there, and then you punt her out onto the street.
Good for you.
Thank you,
yes,
dear.
Absolutely. Get her the hell off that property, that bitch.
Get off my property, dear.
Yeah, right.
I'll call the police.